that we are going to have a building. That's what we believe. At one point he said this, build my people and I will build your church. So there's two parts to it. There's the building up of ourselves as individuals, and there's also the building of God's church. And he has promised us. So what exactly has he promised us? Is it just a building? Well, did you know that God's got more?
Yay!
So he's promised us much more. What God has promised us is a home. And it's a family home for our church family. It's a special place. He's promised us a special place where we can worship him. He's promised us a place that's going to be filled with his glory. It's a place of miracles and a place of healing and a place of transformation and a place of lives being changed. It's a practical resource because it's going to be fit for purpose. It's going to be fit for our purposes of worshiping as a church, of our purposes of bringing many, many more people in, of our purposes of doing stuff for the community, because it's also going to be a community center with hundreds of people using the building every week. And we're going to be able to reach out to so many more people in the community. It's going to be a place that sends God's glory out. Because as people come in, as Christians and are blessed and receive from God, we can then go out with what we have received. So it's a place that will multiply God's blessings. It's a place of God's love and mercy and grace. It's also going to be in the middle of a parish that's twice the size of our existing parish, because as you know, there's 3,000 houses. New houses being built across the road from where the church is going to be. Can we build it?
Yes, we can.
Can we build it?
Yes, we can.
Now, do you know, when Steph was asked her favorite thing about the story, she said, you like the action best, didn't you? Oh, that's very important, actually. Because it's about action from us too. You know, we want, God said he will build a building, but of course we have to work with him. This is in the story of Nehemiah, and it's only going to be built with total commitment from all of us. And the first bit of commitment is for us to be committed to be built up ourselves, to be built up ourselves as Christians. Do whatever it takes for ourselves to be built up as Christians. It's also for us to build up others. Remember that song that Ali did? Build up, build up. And we can build up others, or we can tear others down. But we want to be built up ourselves, we want to build up others. And also money, and this is for you, for me, for all of us, to give what we can to the building. But the most important thing, I'm pretty certain you know what I'm going to say, the most important thing is to pray, that's right, to pray the vision into being. And I hope that you will pray about this vision. See it for yourself, see it happening. See it, visualize the building being there. Visualize us going into it, worshiping it. Visualize people being drawn in to come to it. Visualize God doing what he wants to do out of it. And pray the vision into being. Somebody I heard saying that the best place to be is walking along the thin line between disaster and trusting God. So either you're going to have a bit of disaster or what God says is going to happen. And we're walking along that thin line right now. And it's very important for us to pray, and to pray the building into being, pray the vision into being. And remember that we're praying to the God of the impossible, who makes a way where there is no other way. So I hope You know, every time I go to God, He reminds me of things He's done in the past. He reminds me of miracles He's worked. And He reaffirms for me that He wants a church in that place. And so I hope you too will pray. And you will hear God for yourself. And you don't just believe it because I say so or other people say so. But you hear God for yourself. And you know the God and you pray to God and you ask God to come and do it. Come and do it. Come and make it happen. Because it's not going to happen without our miraculous working God working in it. I'm going to ask Chris now to lead us in prayer.